Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Someone you love has served in the armed forces?
About faith.
Tell us about it. Brag on a veteran.
Hey, Burt Show. My name is Laura Baysmore. I'm calling to shout out my dad for Veterans Day. He was in the Navy for 18 years. He was a Navy commander, and he fought in Desert Storm. My earliest memory is actually running across the tarmac to greet him when he came home from Desert Storm. I was 3 at the time. He's awesome. He was the best dad to me and my sister. Listening to his Navy stories are incredible. He was a bombardier navigator in an A6. Thankfully, he was able to retire early and be close to my sister and I, and now is the best grandpa ever to his 5 grandchildren. I'm just thankful for his service.
Today on Veterans Day, I want to honor my incredible husband, Sergeant Tristan Vandebon. Tristan dedicated 9 years to serving our country, including a deployment, and was honorably discharged just this June. His dedication, sacrifice, and strength inspire me every day. Dave, thank you for all you have done for us and your country. We are so proud of you. Have a happy first Veterans Day as a veteran.
Hi, my name is Kelsey Sorensen, and I want to brag on my veteran, my father, Kai Sorensen. He retired after over 20 years in the U.S. Army. He went through multiple deployments to Afghanistan, Iraq, Africa, over in Korea. He is so humble and the hardest working man that I know, and I am so proud of him. I'm just so glad to have him in my life, and I just want everybody to know how awesome he is. Love you, Dad.
To all veterans, thank you so much for your service. Happy Veterans Day from The Burt Show.
All right, so Cassie, talk about the universe working in a, not mysterious, but in a magical way to out this man's infidelity.
This, I could not imagine being this woman. And I can't find the original source of the video for credit, but it's all over TikTok. A woman who is a DoorDash driver went to make a food delivery like normal. And who opens the door? Her husband. And it's not their house.
Could you imagine?
We have the audio.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
You're meant to be in London. This is a business trip. Are you for real? Is this real? Is this a joke? Is this a joke? Adam! Well, say something for God's sake! What are you doing here? Let me see who you are. Who are you?
Adam, what's the shouting?
I'm his missus, is what the shouting is.
What?
I'm his missus. Yes.
Your missus delivery driver.
Are you really doing that? Are you for real? We live together. We live together and have lived together for about 3 years now. He he told me that you were on a business trip. And I'm just kidding. I'm not joking you. I'm not joking. You haven't been with you.
She wants that.
You pig!
You're not sitting here.
Good. And you're not coming home.
Where can I go then?
You can go to the gutter where you belong, you filthy pig.
Nice.
She had a comeback like that. I mean, watching that video, here she is just, you know, door dashing like she always does. Hits, you know, she's there at the Ring camera, hits the Ring camera, the door opens, and there's her man standing there in a strange woman's apartment as she is delivering food to that apartment, and that's how he got busted.
The universe wanted him to be caught. Wow, what are the chances?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what are the odds? And then also, he has to be pretty stupid, because if you know your wife does door dashing like as her job or on the side, and if you are in the vicinity of where you live, knowing, and then you and your side chick order food from DoorDash, you kind of deserved it.
Yeah, they got like 4 other competitors. I wouldn't even use DoorDash.
Right?
I would use any of the other people.
Something. Yes. Postmates, Uber Eats.
Any one of them.
I don't know. Walk to a restaurant and get your own damn food. Oh, but that was just...
Well, the audacity when he tries to be like Mrs. Delivery Driver.
Oh,
come on. What I love, though, is that the quote-unquote side piece immediate was like, you're not staying here. Like, 1,000% immediately believed her and was like, get out. And then he's like, well, where am I going to go? Should have thought about that before you started cheating, saying you were on a business trip to London.
Mo, are you ready for me to make your life better?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay. All right, so anybody who is an overthinker, like Mo, you are a self-professed overthinker. You have said it numerous times on this show, correct?
I'm like the overthinker of overthinking.
Give us an example of what that might look like. When's the last example of you just completely overthinking a situation where you just couldn't get out of your mind?
I do it every night. I think it's one of the reasons why I don't sleep well ever. Like somebody told me once, you'll never sleep well unless you have peace in your life. That's a part of sleeping well. And I think I never have peace because every night I'm overthinking my entire day. What I said, what I didn't say, how somebody might have taken it, if I should have taken something differently. I'm thinking about things that haven't happened yet. Like, what if it goes this way? I'm constantly in my brain about everything.
How long does this process go on in your head before you fall asleep? I mean, it's part of your routine now.
About 30 minutes, I'd say.
Like,
if I'm exhausted, I'll be sleeping 15 minutes. I'm never sleeping less than 15 minutes.
So let me wrap my head around this for just one second, Kristen. The last part of your day, every day, the last 15 minutes before you're supposed to go to sleep, is stressing yourself out about things that happened in that day.
100%.
Whoa!
Either things that happened that day or things that haven't happened yet for the next day. And I try my best to, like, just stop it. Just to completely... I've tried meditating. I've tried different exercises to get me to stop doing it, but it's like impossible to me.
I have to introduce you to my friend Delta 8. he's very kind, and he makes you think less.
Okay.
Okay, that is not my advice, but I saw this post. Credit goes to Business Growth Mentor. And as soon as I read this, I'm like, I have to share this with Mo. It says, overthinking is the biggest cause of unhappiness. It took me 9 years to beat overthinking. Here are the 8 ways you can beat overthinking.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm trying not to overthink it.
The problem is rarely the problem. 99% of the harm is caused in your head by you and your thoughts. 1% of the harm is caused by reality, what actually happens in the outcome. Most of the time, the problem isn't the problem. The way you think about the problem is.
I would agree with that. That's deep. Mm-hmm.
Avoid self-rejection. Don't think you deserve that opportunity? Apply for it anyways. Don't think your article is good enough? Publish it anyways. Don't think they'll reply to your email? Send it anyways. Never overthink yourself into self-rejection.
I don't think that's ever been part of your problem.
I don't think so either.
Somewhat.
Yeah?
Like, I won't put certain songs out, or I'll do videos for my social media and then hate them and then won't put them out. I do that a lot where I think it's not good enough, so I just won't do anything with it.
Silence and time. The truth is, most problems aren't solved with more thinking. They're solved with less. You'll find most of the answers you're looking for in silence, in time band with a clear mind. If you can't solve a problem, stop trying to.
See, that's funny because I try to avoid silence by any means because that's typically where my mind becomes a playground.
An important question. When you start criticizing yourself for past mistakes or seeing disaster around every corner, ask yourself, is there anything I can do right now to change the past or to positively influence the future? If the answer is yes, do it, take action. If the answer is no, be at peace, let it go. You have to take action or let it go. Everything else is self-harm.
I worry about things I can't change all the time. Mm. That's the issue. Mm.
You gotta let it go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next one is the power of now. You're not going to overthink your way to a better future. You're not going to overthink your way to a better past. All you have is now. And what you do with now can make right of your past and make good of your future. Make peace with yesterday. Let go of tomorrow. Grab hold of now.
Ooh, let go.
All right, fact checked your own thoughts. Your thoughts will create scenarios in your mind that reflect your insecurities, fears, and worries. It's important to always fact check your own thoughts before accepting them, because in highly emotional situation, your thoughts will tell you stories that aren't true.
Mm.
Fact check yourself.
That's a big one right there. Yeah, I felt that one.
Acceptance is peace. No amount of anxiety will change your future. No amount of regret will change your past.
Mm.
Peace is found in acceptance. Accept imperfection. Accept uncertainty. Accept the uncontrollable. You don't have to understand, tolerate, or even forget something. But if you want peace, you must accept it.
I want peace so bad.
And then lastly, health starts in your mind. You can go to the gym, you can eat healthy, do yoga, drink water, take vitamins, but if you don't directly confront the negativity in your thoughts, you will never truly be healthy.
Ain't that the truth? Wow.
True health is measured by the quality of our thoughts and the peacefulness of our mind. Health starts in your mind.
That was a fantastic.
Wow.
Very good. Thank you, Chris.
I will send you the link.
Please do.
So you can, instead of ruminating like you do every night before you go to bed, just read that list.
I need to read it daily. I was just about to say that. I'm going to do that. I'm
you need to make it into a poster and stick it to the ceiling of
your
bedroom.
I do. Remove that mirror you have up there and just put that
up. Put a little spotlight on it.
The Bird Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.